All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I recently have gotten into auctions.
Oh, auctions. Nice. Are you talking about like estate auctions or are you doing something a little bit more high rent, like a Sotheby's?
Sotheby's?
Sotheby's.
I think that's what it's called.
Gotcha.
Sotheby's.
I've only ever seen it
written. Sotheby's.
I've only ever seen it written, so.
No, I'm just doing estate auctions.
Okay.
And yeah. I don't know if, are you a fan of kind of cozy AM 70s rock and roll?
Yeah. The hits of Bread.
Yeah. You know, if you're interested in things like Bread and stuff, you might be interested that I recently got a blind box from the Harry Nilsson estate sale.
Oh, fun. I like Harry Nilsson.
They're doing blind boxes now. Me too. You know, jump into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing blind boxes now. They're trying to get people to come out because of the huge health risk.
Right. You really need to get people over that that minor little hang up. Global pandemic.
Well, I had to kiss the auctioneer as well. Like I bid in kisses.
Mm-hmm. it was a combination auction kissing booth.
Yeah. So I just gave him the most kisses for this blind box and I'm not feeling super good.
Yeah. Okay.
At least you got a herpes boy here. but I figured we'd see what was inside my blind box.
Okay.
Here. And maybe I might suggest a game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got a knife right here for you. So
okay. Let me go. Okay, so just a bunch of paperwork here.
All right.
Oh, it's the rights to the Harry Nilsson penned Three Dog Night hit. One is the loneliest number.
Oh, was that?
Own the rights to that now.
Cool. Was that Three Dog Night?
Yeah, Three Dog Night did the popular cover of it.
Gotcha.
Harry Nilsson did the original.
Okay, there we go. Oh, fun.
Yeah. You know. You ever think about what a three dog night is like?
I'm just picturing fighting the dog. Like just like you just lacing on your boxing gloves.
Yeah, is it a two on one fight though? Why are there three? Or all three of them?
It's three in a row.
Gotcha, not three on one.
Right. So you know, so sometimes it's a one dog night.
Yeah. But sometimes it's a three dog night. What a night. So anyway, let's did the game computer have any reaction to that?
About like what, one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. It doesn't make sense to do Guitar Hero on this one. The Metallica song. Blah blah blah. Oh yeah. No. Okay. It's pinging on a PS1 game called One.
Yes, that everyone has seen a million ads for.
Is that the one that has Bruce Willis in it?
Weirdly, no.
No.
I thought so, too.
That's Apocalypse. Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Yep. And I was playing this. I mean, let's get into it.
When's Bruce Willis going to show up? My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
This one's a little late. Welcome to Abject Suffering. Just go fucking vote.
No, oh, okay. Well, if you're in Georgia,
I just decided to put that in there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's very funny to me that this is, you know, that we have this.
I thought about just tweeting vote with an exclamation mark here, like just this week. But then I realized, that people might think that I'm a shitlib talking about Georgia. Not that Georgia doesn't matter, but like, you know, just the whole thing of browbeating people to vote as if that's the extent of all politics. Anyway, vote.
Yeah, vote. That's the only thing. Just go fucking vote.
Yep.
You've done it. Yeah. I vote for better PS1 games.
Yeah. So this is one. This is a random selection here. That we pulled up. And of course, Google is asking me to verify that it's me before I can figure out who this is from. But this is not the Bruce Willis one, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That is Apocalypse.
There are very few Willises per millimeter of this.
Yeah. Well, it does have Willis from Different Strokes.
what are you talking about, Willis? What do you mean by that, Willis?
What are you talking about? Willis, what do you Bobby mean? Hill? Yeah.
Can you clarify, Willis? That boy isn't cracked.
Willis, I need you to rephrase that.
Yeah.
That boy isn't correct. Will somebody please correct this boy?
So someone bring correct boy to Hank. Hank would like correct boy, or unless he gets Hank harm.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Well, that's a bummer. I can't there's an asterisk on the Marvel Madness the movie recommendation because that's low tax.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was put in the suggestion box by Casey. He says, one was a game that I thought was thoroughly fantastic as a child. But then things obviously change there. Anyway, love the show. Hope you hate it as much as me. Even though somewhere inside this game there could be redemption, but I doubt it. This has a good opening to it, but it falls apart like immediately.
It's pretty popular. This is a fairly well reviewed game. But there's a really really key line in the reviews of it. Someone mentioned it and said that it's like the Super NES Contra games.
Mm-hmm.
In 3, and I was like, oh, it is kind of like the shitty Contra games I don't like as much.
Yeah.
You know, that aren't Contra 1 or Contra 4. You know, where it's like, yeah, this is a run and gun, but at a weird angle with polygons instead of sprite work, and that is worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also when you have that third dimension, you're tempted to use it. And
yeah,
you know, if this was just 2.5D, like, yeah, you would still have polygonal stuff, but it would have been fine. No, like immediately, like you're dropped into the silo and you have to engage with shooting in a particular direction to hit a dude. And this game is not made for you to do that.
No. It's also, the premise of this is that you wake up with amnesia and a police helicopter is shooting a missile into your bedroom. You die. Like that's the end of that thought experiment. You know, like, it's like, oh, a police helicopter shot a missile at me and I had amnesia. Like, what is walking?
Yeah,
you know, like, how do I stand? And then just,
yeah, how, like, do I use this cannon that has been welded to my arm?
Yeah. I'm feeling some trauma about that.
Yeah.
I know
that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. Doesn't look like the other one. You know, and then you die.
Yeah.
You die from a missile.
Yeah, it's a pretty surefire way to make sure that happens. A missile.
Yeah. Yeah. Missiles are, man, when you want someone to go.
Ooh, man. Missiles,
one of those big, pull out the big guns.
Yeah. That's a little, I mean, for when you absolutely need to be sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Police missiles. And they just fire a comically large amount of police missiles at you as you run and gun through the windows. Just, you know, like enough ordnance to level many countries.
Mm-hmm. But only partially levels your apartment building. I never got out of that building again because of the bad 3D shooting silo that got stuck in. But yeah, it definitely makes a statement at the opening. And in that opening, it's just like, oh, you're running down this hallway, avoiding like debris that's falling and you know, dodging machine gun fire and missiles and stuff. And like, that's fine.
Yeah, it is fine. The goal here was to make like an action-y side-scrolling game, but doing three dimensions.
Yeah,
and it has that difficult growing pain.
Yes,
kind of thing where like, yeah, kinda.
Kinda. Yeah, it's still early enough in the PS1 life cycle that you know, they hadn't reached the halcyon days of Siphon Filter.
Yes.
Yeah.
I for one am very happy that my arm has not been replaced with a cannon.
Me too. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
And this one in particular, it's not very like elegantly put in. Like, he definitely is missing a hand.
Yes.
As it goes, like, the best way for that to happen, and, you know, to have an arm cannon, is to be like a, you know, to be unto a Mega Man or a Samus, where the hand retracts and goes away.
Yeah, and then the worst way is this, or like a Barrett.
Yeah,
where like you and your buddy were hanging. by their hands at the coal mining town where you grew up in.
Uh-huh.
And then someone shot both your hands at the same time.
Right. Yeah. So you want to avoid that, like where it's literally a prosthesis. But like, I don't know. I end up using both of my hands at the same time quite a bit. Like it's totally. it's actually cool having both of them together.
Yeah, hands rule, man. Like,
oh god.
Yeah, like, you know, let's not get greedy here. Like, let's be thankful for the small blessings. Like,
yeah,
you know, it incredibly good to be able to like hold stuff while my business hand is doing things.
Oh yeah,
you know.
No, it's a dumb video, but like I can kind of get behind the idea that the hand is a proof of a designer a little bit, just because it is so appropriate. I mean, obviously a designer is not required for it, but you can make a case that it is perfectly elegant for what we need it to do, right?
Yeah. It does a really good job.
Yeah,
it's also the really a correct amount of fingers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I think we could get away with 4 and a thumb or 3 and a thumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I reveal to you that like, I don't have.
Like, I've never.
I think we get away with 4 with a thumb. I don't know if you looked at my hands closely, yeah, but I mostly just have 2.
I've never. Just remind, there was somebody that I worked with, but I worked with them for 2 years before I realized that one of his hands was fake.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I was just like, yeah. I was like we were flying on a trip, and I was, it was the most time that I spent around him because he got stuck in an airport, and I looked and I was like, wait a minute, that's a fake hand. He's wearing a prosthetic.
It's so uncanny when that happens. Like, I'm not trying to be like ableist or anything by any means, people who mm-hmm. have that, but if you don't notice it, and then when you do notice it,
yeah,
it does have like a real effect.
Mm-hmm.
I one time went and played a show and went out, and one of my friends, somebody I knew, I don't want to dox her, went out, and her hand, like she had an odd hand situation, and I just didn't notice it for a while.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then did notice it, and I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just like that feeling. Also, did you get a chance to say to him, real hands for my fake friends,
fake hands for my real friends? No, I didn't. Yeah. What's that? Is that a thing?
No. Okay. it's the cadence of something, but it sounds a little bit like it's something.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of didn't want to draw attention to his hand because I didn't know if he was sensitive about it.
That seems like I'm rude. Yeah,
he absolutely wasn't. Yeah. No,
he didn't want to offer a shake and then like.
Yeah.
Well, I got like Santa's beard.
I mean, and I had already kind of burned through a lot of goodwill, because once I realized that he had a prosthetic, I like pointed and went, "Oh my god!" I drew a lot of attention to it. Yeah,
yeah. It was like you were the guy in what, like a Rob Schneider movie, who was in that situation, probably. Like if the Love Guru had that same situation, he probably acted like in a manner befitting the Love Guru.
Yeah, no, once I noticed, I didn't comment on it, but yes, you revealing that having 4 hands and a thumb being weird, like, fuck it, I never looked at your hands, dude.
Yeah, no, it's possible, like, nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
I just got stuck on the fact, like, so yes, we have a good number of fingers.
Mm-hmm.
When you notice somebody who doesn't have a hand, how problematic is it that, like, I have an intense desire to know what happened?
I don't know. And we need to talk to somebody who is disabled to understand, because like, I don't want to have I don't even want to risk a confrontation, be insensitive, because they probably are dealing with people who are, let's say, less averse to confrontation than me and have to tell the story quite a bit. That needs to be something that I would like, you know, I would feel most comfortable learning it like secondhand, have somebody else take the bullet by asking the rude question that I want to know.
Yeah. Or ask the person if there's some kind of source book you can buy on them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Do you have is there an authorized or monstrous manual for a person who lost a hand?
Cool. Is there a bestiary that explains your origins?
Jesus.
No, it's for comedy. I'm exaggerating.
It's for comedy. That's not how I actually think.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. It doesn't happen that often. Come on.
Is there an authorized or unauthorized biography that I can get of you, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
just curious. Uh-huh. You know, it just like something happened that's interesting. Yeah. Like, you know, I just don't know how much like it, to me, it feels very evident that like, yes, that is interesting, you know, but I don't know how bad that is.
Most of the time that it's that it's happened for me that I've been around, and literally, you know, it's only been like a handful of times. It was a birth defect. I had a manager, at one of my jobs, real cool lady. I lost touch with her, and that was a problem, or not a problem. It's like, I'm sad about that because, you know, not somebody you want to lose touch with. They're cool. But she, her mom had taken some kind of medication, and it was like thalidomide, but not exactly that, 'cause that never really came here. It was something like that. And, just born with a hand that, was not, you know, standard issue. Totally not a big deal. Just like literally just lived her life. But yeah, I imagine that is most of the case. You're not going to get a lot of combat. You're not going to get a lot of kingpin, you know, losing it in the ball return. Yeah.
Yeah. That is probably true.
Yeah.
What I learned about thalidomide, that was such a, 'cause in high school you do persuasive speeches.
Yeah.
You know, and I would do ones against animal testing, and that was like the trump card. You know, where it's like, well, we did this on animals and we didn't learn, you know?
Yeah.
We shouldn't do it because you might end up with thalidomide.
Yeah. That still still makes life harder for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fucked up. Super spooky.
Yeah. Ugh, man, just the idea that there's just this medicine that has these generational effects.
Yeah. That you didn't even take it. Like somebody, you know, your parents took it.
Yeah. Fucked up.
So very fucked up. Not great. Yeah. So hands, guns.
we can't so clearly be taking tangent inventory.
If I had a gun for a hand instead of a regular hand,
okay.
The one side that would be really impactful is missing a hand, because, you know, as we mentioned before, like I use them.
Right.
The other thing is, though, there's no advantage. Like I never use a gun.
Yeah. Like I don't even
like what would I do? So what situations would that make easier?
And also, like, would that fundamentally change your character? I mean, like you probably end up shooting a lot more people if you had a gun for a hand.
Totally. Well, yeah. You know, if you have a gun in the house, you're more likely to kill people.
Right.
You like shouldn't have guns because you're going to kill your family. That's what happens with them.
Right.
But if you have one in your hand, you're going to kill everything.
Right.
Like what wouldn't you kill?
Yeah, like, you know, just okay, so at what point do you get the gun for a hand, right? Because like,
yeah,
you know, Barrett lost his in adulthood. I'm literally just, we're talking about a fictional character right here, and he ends up shooting, yeah, you know, he became a terrorist.
Yeah.
Like, he shoots everything. It doesn't matter. Like he shoots the pinball machine in his bar.
Yeah, that is true. He does have a lot of anger control problems.
Yeah.
Like you'd want to get into therapy real quick.
Yeah.
You know, because like right now I don't get angry very easily. It's not really part of my personality. Like I'm not an angry person.
Right.
But you know, when I do, like sometimes I'll show it physically, like, you know, very rarely, like I'll punch a pillow or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very rarely, you know, or I'll just kind of be in a bad mood. And if I had a gun for a hand, when that happened, that pillow would die.
Right.
You know, like I would, my pillow budget would be ridiculous. You know?
I mean, so are you imagining a situation where, I mean, what kind of gun for a hand do we have here? Do you need to use the other hand to activate it? Like a Barrett or like a Mega Man, or would it fire by reflex? Like, is this like something? Yeah, like John Kane. Hi, I'm John Kane. I'm a protagonist from an action product. My name is John Kane. I have a rage meter. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Kane does have a rage meter.
Yeah.
With a rage polyhedron. Just kind of floats around.
But if you, if it is so well integrated, do you risk getting into a situation where you fire it by reflex accidentally? Like, how many house pets am I going to kill by sneezing?
Dude, you know, or just by like, you know, petting them and they like shock you, like they claw you or something.
Right, right.
You know, it's sad. Awful. Like, it's truly a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
To have a gun for a hand, like it's, you know,
it's as
like,
sad as one really, can be.
It's very, a gun is the loneliest number that I ever had.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of glorification of this kind of thing in the media, but
yeah.
I think in real life it'd be really horrible.
Yeah, they don't they don't run down the additional consequences. But yeah, I just wonder how much it would change your disposition to have that, because you definitely get into a you know, every problem looks like a nail. kind of thing.
And people would treat you like that, and it would turn you into that kind of person.
Right.
Like, I could just be me. It could happen tomorrow, and I'm just, like, regular Gary.
Yeah.
But then people would start being very intimidated by me because of this gun for a hand.
Right.
And, like, I think I would have to hide it because I wouldn't want people to treat me differently.
Would you have to walk around, like, with one hand in your shirt like you're Napoleon?
I was thinking really long sleeves, like that kid from Bazooka Joe.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you could be Bazooka Joe.
Yeah, I could finally meet and be Bazooka Joe. Weirdly, the character in Bazooka Joe isn't the one with the long sleeves.
Oh, huh.
So you could be hiding anything under there.
He could. Huh. Yeah, long sleeves. You could always walk around with a like a foam basketball hand. Like you could get really into sports.
I'm number one all the time.
Well, no, just you just get really into sports, so it's plausible that wherever you are, you could be on your way back from or on your way to an event where a foam number one hand could cover up your gun hand.
I could just do like an oven mitt as well, because then it's a little bit more on brand. Like I'm on my way to or from baking.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. No, I think that the foam hand would be the way to go because it's big enough too. Because I'm picturing a big honking gun is the thing.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, you wouldn't want to have it just be like a little Derringer.
Well, I mean,
you can inconvenience people on accident.
The other option would be the tumor gun from Videodrome, right?
Sure.
Where it's roughly hand sized and hand shaped. But it's it's fleshy and integrated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the gun that shoots teeth from Existenz.
Oh, right. I forgot about the Existenz gun.
If my body is making the ammo, that would be a powerful incentive. Either do you think if that's the case, you want to use it because you have to clear the pipes, or you don't want to use it because it drains something like when Tim makes the tigers?
Sorry. Hey, I forgot all the Tim makes gallery. The tigers.
Yeah, tiny tigers.
So you definitely would end up needing to, man... So you think about your calcium needs, right? Like in order to generate, because like that's, your bones and your teeth, like all of that's calcium. That's what your body knows how to do things with. Imagine the kidney stones you would get if that line got backed up.
What if you became like a Punisher style character, and then the guy who was your like your handler sidekick was a dentist?
Oh.
And you went to him and he like taught you how to take care of these teeth that you used as bullets. Like he was like Microchip for the Punisher. Did you know the Punisher hangs out with a guy named Microchip?
No, I don't know. I don't know fucking anything about the Punisher. What?
The Punisher hangs out with a man whose name is Microchip.
Okay. All I know about the Punisher is that fascists love him. And he's got anger problems, and there was a video game, there was a PS2 game where you played as the Punisher, and like you had all these like executions, so you could like hold somebody's head in a tank full of piranhas. But I had no idea about
the
Microchip.
The game's pretty fun, actually.
Is it? Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a hello, I'm Microchip.
Okay, cool. My name is Microchip.
They call me email. I am called
Ham. Database.
Yeah, it's like... Punisher's nerdy friend. Very funny.
What's he do? He
creates weapons and stuff.
Okay.
He services and creates weapons for the Punisher and does his like tech stuff, like tracks mobsters.
Gotcha. Okay.
For Punisher.
He's like the Oracle or the Q. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but in this version where you have the gun hand that shoots teeth, you'd have a dentist.
Right. Right.
Who did that? You know, it's like I'm Novocaine. And then Novocaine would like operate on your hand to give your bullets like special properties, like gold bullets.
Right.
You know, their golden teeth or like different fillings and stuff.
Yeah. No, I imagine you would have to fire it every once in a while because like, how do you tell your body to stop making ammo for it?
Yeah. Yeah. Your arm just starts aching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God, it's really creepy. He's like shooting teeth into a toilet in a Starbucks.
Why is the porcelain chipped?
Tooth glove strikes again.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been doing a little bit more shooting because Chris and I got air rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
just
that's
a little bit more.
Oh, what's that?
This is very funny to think, like just a little bit more. I'm just doing a little bit more shooting.
Just a little bit more shooting. But I'm coming to appreciate just like how much precision is involved and those kind of things, and you know, and guns and ballistics and stuff like that. You know, if even just like a something being slightly off will make things go everywhere. But like an organic process, like how can you guarantee that something comes out of your body will go where you want it to go?
Yeah, because you just kind of point at something, but that's not exact.
Right.
You know, and if it's their whole hand, like you can really just like point at it.
Yeah. Huh.
So, I don't know, man.
Scary. I would definitely be more in favor of the mechanical solution than the Cronenberg and tumor kind of deal.
Because
like there's hope. You know, so like, let's say you get the gun hand in a tragic lab accident, right? Where, you know, just you're holding a gun, and then Johnny Tremaine, you get zapped.
Teleporter.
Yeah.
Like the fly with a gun.
Yeah. Just slowly becoming more gun-like. We're basically describing Tetsuo the Iron Man at that point.
Like you reach into your mouth and you like your teeth are falling out, but you pull out a bullet. Like your teeth are becoming bullets.
Oh, God, no.
Like bullet teeth.
Uh-huh. Just lead poisoning. You would just die of lead poisoning immediately.
Oh, you would die of lead poisoning, and you'd make other people die of lead poisoning on your way out.
Yeah.
Like Dick Tracy does.
Yeah, but no, with the mechanical one, there would be hope that you would be able to just get like, you know, one of those really cool prostheses, you know, like you know, like kind of like Big Boss
cool
has.
Robot arm.
Yeah, cool robot arm, like and those those are rapidly advancing, like those are super sophisticated now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I like Cable.
Yeah, I would not trade my organic hand for one. I wouldn't do like a transhumanism kind of thing because they're expensive and finicky. But like, I don't know, there's a certain coolness to that, I think.
Yeah, well, it feels like I'm not going to get just sport modded for something like that. Like that's a very serious thing that people.
Yeah,
you know.
And also, I wouldn't want to take one of those hands away from somebody who actually needed it.
No. But if I had a gun arm, like I think I would kind of need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we don't get to choose what kind of gun arm we get is the thing. Like,
no,
you know, whatever fate gives us, we either get the mechanical one or the biotooth Cronenberg one or the little baby Derringer one.
No,
there's probably people who have like gun arms that are not like they're like squirt guns, but for blood, you know, like, you know, or Nerf guns.
Anybody's arm could be a squirt gun for blood, but you can only do it a couple of times.
Yeah, like I'm out of ammo. I'm low.
Like, I'm out of ammo. Can you get me an orange slice?
Yeah. Like you get a cookie after you give all that ammo.
Oh, geez. Yeah. No, but just you roll the dice. You get the gun arm you deserve. By the age 50, you have the gun arm you deserve is the thing.
Yeah. I'm hoping to make it past 50 without a gun arm.
Yeah.
I got a decade left. It could be my last decade of not having a gun arm.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, it's not up to you is the thing.
Yeah. If you could. So a gun is a really obvious choice to replace an arm because it happens all the time in fiction. Is there a better choice? Like we both established that we would not want gun arms. What kind of arm would we like if we could not have regular?
Knife arm.
Knife arm? You want a knife arm?
No, probably not. You know, like you would need finesse. You would need finesse on that. Yeah, that's just what I said. Like, that's literally just a weapon. But, like, I don't know. Multi-tool arm?
Multi-tool is a good one. Yeah. I'll tell you one that I want. I want all of my fingers to be USB drives, and I can control machines by putting them.
Oh, shit.
In there.
Yeah.
Like, just little, like, you know, the same way that, like, people have, like, fancy nails. I just have USBs. Mm-hmm. And then I just, like, stab them into things. And I'm like, hi, I've hacked your PS4.
Yeah.
And erased all your saves, you know,
but like
downloaded them onto my hand.
What's funny about that is over the course of your life, like if you were born with that, like you would have floppy disk hands, right?
Oh, and then right.
And then all of a sudden you go out of you go out of style, right? You know, and if you have USB-A, you know, just a regular USB, like they're phasing that out of devices. It's going to USB-C, you know?
Yep. I've just got like I've got 16K of memory in each finger, you know,
fucking useless. Yeah.
Like I can carry documents around and that's it.
Yeah, no, just to, text files. You can carry a very limited selection of Literatica
Atari ROMs.
Yeah,
yeah. I would. Then you would have expansion ports. Like I could plug my floppy disk finger into a reader, an expansion port. But then that's just wearing a glove. Like that's like kind of limiting the convenience of having it replace your hand
a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. You have to carry around like a lot of dongles to go from the floppy disk up to the drive over to USB flash. A lot of trouble.
All these weird kids who have like zip drive hands,
yeah,
and stuff. And like mini disk hands.
Look at me, I'm learning Photoshop. I'm got a zip hand. Drive. Yeah.
Like they call me Dad Hand.
Yeah,
that's because my hand is a digital audio tape.
Yeah.
They call me Laser Disc.
Yeah. You know what would be neat to have as a hand? A camera.
Ooh, hand camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand camera with like a good mic. Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be a little like, it'd be like the Google Glass ethical thing where you'd have to be careful about recording.
Well, you could have you could fashion a lens cap for it as a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a little light that's on so people know they're being recorded.
Well, the light would come out of my mouth.
Or it says. Yeah.
It announces
and
loudly.
And your voice goes, you are now being recorded. Like whenever your hand turns on.
Yep. My eyes change color.
Shut up. I am a camera. That would be very handy. Where would the images go? They're like just in your brain? Handycam? Okay.
No, just cool. You said that would be handy and I just said handycam. No,
oh, gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha,
yeah. I think that there would be you would have it would basically be the same problem as your USB mm-hmm. hand. Like it would be like a video out port, let's say.
Well, that's probably, you know, we're talking about the technology getting outdated. That probably happens with gun hands as well. Like if you get a gun hand. Yeah. Like if you get a gun hand, like, you know, if you, let's say you got a gun hand in like the 70s, that gun is going to be significantly more primitive than like, you know, the cool gun hands we have now.
That's like,
that's
like
that technology doesn't move quite as quick.
The thing is though, yeah. So like guns, the actual, like, you know, the thing itself, you know, they can get lighter and whatever, but like they still fire, you know, regular calibers. Like a 45 is going to fire a 45. You know, if you get a gun hand that is bored for just 5.56 NATO rounds, then you're made in the shade. You know, like maybe.
But what if you have a gun hand that's like a musket, well, like a pipe rifle?
Yeah, that sucks, but you can also just, like, you know, at that point you can make ammo for it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just think of somebody with like a blunderbuss or like a, you know, revolutionary rifle or something.
Yeah,
I guess those are people, those time travelers who I'm talking about,
right? I think that you would end up being, you would get the gun hand for whenever you get the gun hand, right? Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't you know, unless you grew it spontaneously, like it was in your genetic code, you would not end up with an outdated gun because like where are you going to go? What doctor, Gary, will install a musket hand on you? It's not ethical.
Well, like a discount one.
Okay. Yeah. You street know? Doctor. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Street doc. I guess like the thing that, you know, is circling around like the fucking gross, you know, part of this is that like guns are this unchanging thing, you know, like they all basically just kill people. Like, mm-hmm. whereas we're talking about USB drives and cameras and stuff where the technology has just gotten like bigger and better because there's room for improvement. Mm-hmm. Whereas guns are just like, we're just going to put holes in people. It fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing.
And also it's like standardized, you know, just because you want to be able to get the, you know, be able to predict what kind of ammo you're going to be able to use. It makes, it's more of like a compatibility thing, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, I'd still rather just have my hand. It's I feel, you know,
well, that's not on the table, dude. Like I think we established
well, my hand
that
is flopping like around on the table over there because you took me to a street dog and gave me a musket hand.
Like the each finger is now a switchblade.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh,
yeah, but turn into what's the X-Men who has that? It's like Wolverine powers, but she has the
Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah, maybe has the
she
scissor
has the
fingers.
Claws.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has scissor fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be one.
I think that might be one. We've hit the time. I didn't see the rest of this, so I don't know how John Kane deals with it. He seems pretty pissed off about it.
He's mad.
He might just be pissed off by the missiles destroying his house.
Yeah.
And also his memories.
I would be mad about that as well.
Yeah.
In terms of GameFAQs stuff, Penguin Review, which is very long and boring and ends with I run down the ratings, the ladies man style.
Oh, like Leon Phelps?
apparently.
Yeah.
You know, replay value a little above average. Recommended Perche. Oh, hell yeah. And then there's also the end of the fact, the only fact for it, the guy thanks his mom for having him.
That's very sweet. Also creepy.
Right before thinking CJC.
So his mom knows where she's at, Margaret.
Yeah, if I didn't come out of my mother's vaginal canal, then I would not have been able to make this fact for one for the PS1.
That's a thing that I see people say to their moms in media that I cannot brook it, and I do not think that anybody has ever actually said that, which is I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Well, you know, shit.
Yeah.
You know, like you think like around for the support works and stuff, but yeah. Like, yeah, you don't need to just like have the ontologically like, yeah, you know, necessary non-statements.
Yeah. Just like, thank you for stating biological facts.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, I have a father. Well, no shit.
Mm-hmm. Most of the reviews are really, really positive. The only like negative one is it bottoms out at a six, and their biggest concern is the fact that it's really short. So
yeah,
it's a weird
thing. It has a bunch of Qbert swears.
it's just weirdly where people are really positive on this, you know, just not great game.
Back in the day when a game being very short was just a huge problem.
Yeah.
You know,
as opposed to a blessing, a sweet, sweet blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
One of these guys is named Saint Darkside. I made a review. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I do like Saint Darkside. And Saint Darkside's name of the review is One Man, One Goal, One Chance. And the only part of it I want to read, because we are at time, is the first line, which is I gave this game a 10 out of all due respect for everything it has to offer, which is a lot.
I've got to give it 10 because it's clearly here for the love of the game. You know, yeah. you have to respect the style.
I at the very least respect the hustle,
yeah,
of the developers of One for the PlayStation, yeah,
who weirdly went on to make all of the 2K sports games, which are good. Yeah. So,
very odd. Thanks everybody for listening to this.
Yeah,
we appreciate this. Yep. Let us know what kind of gun hand you'd like to have.
Yeah, sound off in the comments.
Yeah, sounds there. You know, hit us up on Twitter at JG Greer or at Plumber Duck. Mm-hmm. What kind of gun hand you'd like to have?
Yeah. Also, would you rather it be your dominant hand or your non-dominant hand?
Probably clearly non-dominant, right?
But what if your aim is shit?
You stabilize it with your right hand.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Or with your dominant hand, rather.
Okay.
I mean, I guess your aim would be shit, but then also you could like wipe your ass. So, you know, the trade-offs, like I can eat food, but my aim is bad.
Okay. No, that's true. Okay. I just wanted to throw it out there while we were suggesting things.
Too old to start learning to masturbate with my left hand. Like, you can't do this to me, Ross.
You're not going to take this away from me. That one comfort of the goddamn world.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. What should they do next time?
Well, they can support us on Patreon if they would like to. That's a way you can demand episodes, all of that good stuff. We really appreciate it. Get extra episodes. But until next time, as our friend at Andrew Elmore always says, watch out for horses, the spiders of the sea.